Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grabbed her hand, helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening of the sunset, we brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Some and those who were with him pursued him and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We can see from the Gospel, Jesus has his rhythm of preaching. He never stayed one place a very long time. Also in that day, also he spent time, for example, the early morning. He went out to the deserted place and prayer. He teaches prayer and spread the gospel. No matter where we go, we have the assignment to witness the gospel, no matter in the family, in the places where we meet together. It's important to keep this spirit of love, of friendship, and trying to love unconditionally. That's the way how we witness the presence of Christ. When we have love, and if that person returns this love, there will be mutual love. And if there is mutual love, there is the presence of Christ. So this is a very, very good method to witness the gospel, not just to preach, but how much we love, how we love our neighbor. Naturally, it's always easy. We are also have our egoism. Many things, we may not have this openness to others, towards the Lord. We have to learn from Jesus. Take time to pray. This is in the gospel saying very early morning. That means before everybody still asleep, he went out to pray. To pray is important. To preach the gospel also important. Jesus at this time, he didn't stay in one place for a long time. He went to the other places. The Holy Spirit will continue to work. So we entrust everything in the hand of the Lord. No matter what we do today, have a simplicity of heart, with joy, because Jesus is with us. And we go ahead to do whatever the will of God for us. And today entrust everything. We offer everything in the hands of the Lord. May He bless us, bless the things that we are doing, and so that we can bless Him wherever we go.